you dealt with somebody who was maybe a little insecure, and they every 2 seconds they're like, oh, who is this you follow? Oh, who's this page you like? It's like, that's annoying, man. Like, nobody want to deal with that. Like, and honestly, that's detached from Instagram and social media in general. You just want somebody who's secure in themselves,
right,
and who's confident in who they are.
You are now entering the sacred sanctuary.
Everybody, welcome back to the Sacred Sanctuary. We get real and raw. I'm your host, Sharde, and we are running back the dating episode. You guys loved the last episode, so we had to run this back and give you all the tea. And today we're talking about going from hooking up to getting wifed up. And we want the male insight, the male mindset and perspective on this. So we can give y'all all the tea because hopefully somebody can become a wifey after this, you know? I have here today with me none other than the infamous legendary Stadium Q.
Joined us last time.
And we are introducing
Mr. My name is Q the Guru. Q the Guru. You got to read the bottom. It says Sade Pearson Benton and Q the Guru Bryce.
Okay.
Now that I'm back.
Q the Guru Bryce back. Okay, we taking legendary off. I guess you don't want to be legendary.
Yeah.
You take it
not
from legendary
today.
To
not
guru.
Today. After you know, after you know, the last episode, I feel like you know
you
my
like
name.
The guru?
My name.
Put your glasses back on.
Oh shoot! Okay,
there you go.
Okay. Here.
Let me introduce V.
I'm here.
This is Benton.
Yo, what's good, y'all?
Everybody say congratulations to Benton because he is about to get
Yeah.
So
you gotta get that hardware. You know,
listen.
You got that hardware. You know, it's a different level right there.
Oh, man. See?
But look,
see?
I'm just trying to, because I heard some things, so I'm just like, okay, so how we go from hanging up your jersey to wiping it up? So I don't want you to answer right now. We're going to get into that, but I just need to, you know, set this a setup.
Yeah. I love that. I love a good setup. I love an
Listen. All right, so to start it off, just to get right into it, I want to talk about spinning the block. Do you guys believe in revisiting past situations, or is it just the absolute no-go? Q, I'm gonna let you answer this second because I already know your answer. Go ahead, B. Let me hear your perspective on this.
Listen, I honestly don't think there's nothing wrong with spinning the block. Like,
okay.
And I, you know, and I feel like obviously there's intricacies to spinning the block. If it's, I would say, if it was a relationship that was toxic, like you was in a full-blown relationship, you might not want to spend that block.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just somebody you was casually dating and y'all fell out, and it's like, well, let's go on a date again. Like, I'm going to spend that block for sure.
Okay.
You know, I don't need GPS for that block. But for the other one, I might need to reroute the GPS for that one.
But what if y'all were in love and people just had to grow and it just wasn't the right time and the right season?
Yeah. I think that it's okay. I think if you in a place and y'all could both be compatible, a place of compatibility, then yeah, you should spend the block. Why would you miss your blessing because you wasn't ready the first time?
Right. Okay. Mm. All right, Q.
I mean, me, you know, I never left the door. I couldn't go back in.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna leave it better than how I found it. So yeah, I believe so. Of course, I believe new people shouldn't get the better me. You know, because I'm getting 1% better every day. So why would I leave the other person who you know who was there with me from day one? You know, you gotta love your day ones, man. That's when you know you good. You gotta love your day one. So you sit in that block.
Love the day one, spinning the block. All right, so then let's go back here because you said if you were casually dating, V. So how do you classify and categorize where you're going to place a woman in your life? Yes, how do you categorize? You meet somebody and you know, you're going a couple dates. At what point do you say she's for this? This is a fun girl. This is somebody who I could take serious. Or however you categorize it. Or this is just, you know, how you do it.
I mean, it really depends on the person. It depends on the person that you're dealing with.
Okay.
But I mean, most of the time, and I'm speaking, you know, for myself, I can't speak for the whole male species, but I usually know within like the first link or, you know, whatever, what it's going to be. Like, I mean, just off of like what we talking about in general, like
okay.
Now from there, like I usually give it like 2 weeks of consistent conversation before you know, like, okay, like this one is not gonna be, she not for this, like she for the streets, or
okay,
this one is like wifey material, like she, you know, this way or that way, or this one not looking for nothing super serious, she's also dating, and you know, like that's cool, like ain't nothing wrong with that. Like
I need examples of somebody who's for the streets, somebody who you not just, you might get hit,
okay,
but you ain't really, I need examples.
All right, so like, listen, if she for the streets, then, you know, y'all go out and, you know, like, she phone blowing up, she on her phone all night, you know, doing other things, or, you know, maybe she a social media girl, and that's not a bad thing, but like, one of the social media girls that take bathroom on the sink pictures, like, that's a different, you know, like, you know, that's, I mean, you know, you're not taking that seriously. That's not wifey behavior. So you're like, okay, like we already know what category you in. Like we might not even need to talk before I already know, like, okay, right, this is where you at. But like, I would say also, like when you meet a woman and you guys have a deep intellectual conversation and you guys continue to have, you know, deep intellectual conversations and conversations that surpass surface level, then you can find out a lot about somebody, and you can it might take you a little longer to categorize them,
mm-hmm,
because people really don't show you the crazy till after 90 days. I'm gonna tell you now, okay, like, yeah, until 90 days come, you don't know what's going on. You just in it for the thrill. Like,
okay,
after 90 days, the free trial is up. Now you got to pay for that membership. And, you know, you want them recurring fees coming out every month, or you want to, you know, cut it off, but you got to, you know, you gotta figure it out from there.
Right. What the, Bryson Taylor say? You gotta, what do you say? You got a 2-day trial before I take back my time? He ain't even been 90. Yeah, he said you got a 2-day trial before I take back my time.
Yeah, he gave him 48 hours. Like.
Real quick, have you ever went on a date with someone, saw their Instagram, saw they had bathroom on the picture sinks or pictures with them on the bathroom sink, and disqualified them based on that?
I've never been on a date with a woman that has a picture of her sitting on the bathroom sink on her Instagram profile. Like, we don't even make it out. Now, has she been to the crib? Probably been to the crib. Yup. But, like, we not going nowhere in public. Like, we not doing that. Like, that's crazy.
Okay. So where we got, so clearly she's fun girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we talked about the girl for the streets. Okay, cool. So then now, how you know if a girl is wifey material?
You need the full 90 for that. Like, and I mean, I didn't need the full 90 because, you know, Q is my witness. You know, when I met my current fiance, literally like after talking to her for 2 weeks, I was like, oh, I'm out the game, baby. I said, come this time, I'm out of here. Like, forget about me. Like, I'm not going to nothing. Like, I'm out of there.
You know, and that was just, that made you get there.
It was a lot of different attributes, and I got to give Q credit because he called it the basketball card. He said, yo, let me see the basketball card, bro. Like, you know, the basketball card got all your statistical categories. What career are you in? What career are you, you know, striving for? Like, mm-hmm. You stay on your own or you stay with your parents? You got your own car. Like, how you carry yourself? Your dress game? Like, your swag tight or your swag whack? Like, you know, like, she a swipe left or she a swipe right, you know, like in the looks department. It's like all that different stuff, you know, is on the basketball card. And so, okay, you know, if I would say if 80% of that stuff is working in your favor, you good. Like, you, cause you're not going to get 100. I don't care who you think is 100. You're not getting that. You're not getting 100. Like, you're not getting that. So 80 is good. I'll take a B.
Take a B.
So
we believe in the 80-20 rule then. All right, you got 80% of what I want. We good.
Yeah, we good.
Okay. All right.
Mm.
Q, what you think? You've been quiet.
I mean, I'm just listening, you know? You know, I know both of you, so I'm going to listen, and I'm going to take notes.
You know what I'm saying? I know Pat to take notes because...
You here to talk. You're not here to just watch.
Oh, I'm the guru. I'll tell you the main factor why he, you know, why he stayed with her. Because she did not have Instagram.
See?
Now, let me tell you. Soon as she got Instagram, you know, it might get dark for you. it might get dark. Because if you let a little kid play with the weapons, they might not come back. You can't do that. You can't. Everybody can't have Instagram. You know why? Because then you become an Instagram person, and then you are on a low stalker. You don't mean to be. You don't mean to be. You just want to see who he followed that you know. Now you investigate it.
So Instagram is just a disqualification?
No, but it's not a disqualification. But if you don't got Instagram and you fit the criteria, oh, it's almost 100% she gonna make
the cut.
Bonus points. Those are bonus
points. But you know what? Every time, like, because you know I'll go off the grid real quick. And right. If I meet somebody and they be like, you don't got no Instagram, I'd be like, no.
So, you know, just, it really, I mean, it depends. It just, you know, we're talking about like Instagram and having an Instagram page or whatever.
Right.
It's the PTSD, you know, it's just like, you dealt with somebody who was maybe a little insecure, and they, every 2 seconds, they're like, oh, who is this you follow? Oh, who's this page you like? It's like, that's annoying, man. Like, nobody wants to deal with that. Like, and honestly, that's detached from Instagram and social media in general. You just want somebody who's secure in themselves,
right,
and who's confident in who they are, but also who understand where their shortcomings may lie within and be like, yo, listen, I don't even want none of Satan's gram. Like, I don't need that in my life. I'm good. Like, you know, and I'm for that. I'm like, yo, listen, you are very self-aware, and I love that for you and me.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we gonna coin that self-aware, you see? The self-aware and accountability. That's those two things right there. Yeah. That'll get you there.
Absolutely. I am an advocate for accountability and self-awareness. Like, that's just all, that's all where I'm at. Like, I feel like if you can't show up and be accountable, then you can't even be real with you. So how are you going to be real with me if you can't be real with you?
True.
So that's what I'm looking at first and foremost. Like, if you acknowledge it, because I'm going to own up to myself. I know I'm not perfect. I'm like, you know what? I can come through and I can apologize. And men have a hard time thinking that women apologize. But I'm like, I don't have no problem apologizing. If I did something wrong, I'm going to say, you know what? I did. You know, that's my bad. That's on me. You know? But I do hear a lot of that from men. Like, women don't take accountability. But sometimes men don't take accountability either. But I think it's just people, because they're just not aware. Like you just said, they don't have that awareness and that.
That self-awareness is, man. You can't be accountable if you're not aware. That's the first and foremost. Like,
there you go.
If you don't acknowledge the problem, how can you solve it? How can you fix it?
There you go.
How can you work towards a solution?
There you go.
Yeah.
So the number one cause of relationship killers, social media. Just not it. It's just not the way. As soon as you get one of you lock in, just cut it off.
I'll go ghost quick in a relationship. I'll be out. But now it's like, okay, I'm building a brand. I don't even want to be here. Like, I wanted to delete my Instagram so bad yesterday, y'all. Y'all don't know. Like, I'm like, ooh, it's taking everything out of me not to delete my Instagram. But I'm like, okay, you got movies coming out. You got all type of stuff going on. You can't really just go ghost.
It's a tool.
You don't have to go
ghost. It's a business tool.
But you just gotta use it for what it is and not use it for the wrong reasons. Don't go through the phone. Don't look at the likes. Don't look at the comments.
Yeah, I don't have that problem because I ain't followed my last two exes. We didn't follow each other. So I didn't even get to see it. The page was private. I can't see nothing.
Just because the page private don't mean she can't see it. That's one.
Oh, yeah.
Now we get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
What are we talking about?
Every woman got at least two or three fake profiles that they use.
Go through somebody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're going to see. They're like, yo, I'm going to go look at his best friend's story.
I'm about to choke.
I'm going to go look at his best friend's stories to see if, you know, he's cutting up.
That is true. I did not have direct access to my ex page, to the last one, but I did have you. Somebody was on there. Mm-hmm. So, you know. But it wasn't like a daily report type thing. It was just like,
it's a community account that all y'all got to log in for it. Y'all all log in, use it for different. It's communal.
I don't have that many homegirls to do that with anyway, but no, we don't. I definitely.
So you put an investigation out on him.
Absolutely.
APB. APB is out.
At what point? Yeah, like, not you even really... an investigation. Just like, shit, if you see something pop up, holla at me. That's Damn. All. It Man, wasn't even that... about to, like, go search this or go search that or just send me a daily report. It was more so like, you know, if you see something interesting, just, you know.
There's nothing wrong with a little background check, but, you know, when you start getting CSI and you start doing SVU investigations, it gets a little
That's
crazy.
Too much. I feel like at this point in my life right now, like, I value my peace. I value my, like, sanity. And when you start going, once you got to go there and you got to be on the PI detective and you got to be watching somebody from a fake page and you got to be doing data and research and all of this, it's just like you don't got the trust. That the foundation is cracked.
Add to that.
Women move differently than men move. Because women will not post who they out with. You just see it. You'd be lucky if you see a hand or a foot. You know, but men, you know, we sloppy. We be, you know, we might post a story and like scan the whole room and everybody having a good time. It's a group of people. And a woman will look at that and be like, oh, yep. See how she looking at him right now when he did that? Yeah, that's the one right there. Okay, cool. Boop. We got that down. Let's go ahead and pin that on the board right there. Number one suspect. All right, let's get on part two.
Oh, my God. It's too much energy.
It get real crazy. Like, and you got to protect your peace. You got to protect your energy. And honestly, like, my whole logic with that is if you can't trust somebody and you got to do all that, then you with the wrong person. You like, you don't need to be doing mental gymnastics with nobody. Like,
absolutely.
You don't need to do that. Like, if you got to do that, if you don't trust your person, if you need to have they location, any of that, is like, don't be together. Like, you might as well just hang it up because y'all gonna have a relationship rooted in distrust.
Absolutely. You know? And two, the crazy thing is, not even the crazy thing, but just for energetically by law of attraction, when you start thinking like that and when you start researching, you're looking to find something, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen because energetically, that's where the vibration is going. So anytime that I have ever had those feelings or my spider senses start tingling and I want to, it's because something was already there. And then I probably gave too much energy to somebody.
Wait a
and
minute.
Probably made some shit happen.
Let's not bypass that.
What we bypass? My spider senses.
What is a spider sense?
Women really have spider sense. First of all, everybody has it. Just men got to be tapped into that feminine energy on the inside for them to trust their intuition. That's how you balance the feminine and masculine. But don't let me go there real quick.
Everybody has intuition. She gave herself the excuse to do it now. She like, yo, because I have my intuition.
No, it's not an excuse. It's an energy.
Now I'm going to go do it.
Bruh. It's an energy. Have you ever, have you ever been in a situation and you scoped something out and you felt like something ain't right and something happened? Have you ever in your life?
For sure.
Never.
For sure.
Okay, you haven't, but you have V. You felt that. That's your intuition.
I've definitely had intuition a lot of times. Like, that's just, you know, that's it's crazy, but like,
I got my intuition telling me don't trust nobody. I'ma talk to them.
You ain't tapped into your feminine pink on. You ain't tapped into your feminine energy on this side. That's the closest you are to feminine energy is the pink sweater.
Coming for the sweater.
No, but you know, honestly, it don't even gotta be feminine energy. Sometimes you like you just get over running, you know, red lights. Like, and what I mean by red lights is ignoring red flags. Like, you ignoring red flags. Like, you know, like, and
if you see something, get past that, say something. That's it.
Now we got a human trafficking infomercial.
he had MTA memo. Like,
why are we gonna
see
let
something?
It,
say something.
Why are we gonna let it build up? Why? So you can remind me later that this will happen. I don't want to know about it later. I want to know about it right
then.
That's whack.
I just think that's whack. Like, if you're going to forgive, if you're going to be with somebody and they have an indiscretion and you choose to forgive them, then forgive them. Why are you bringing it back up? I'm not sitting here storing ammo to shoot at you later.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You said your spidey sense is tingling. What do you do when your spidey sense is
tingling? If my spidey senses are tingling, then I'm right. Always.
What?
And so,
absolutely.
So, yeah. So, his question is, what do you do?
What do you do?
It depends. Like, it depends. No. Like,
what do you do with it? Don't say it depends. Tell me exactly what you do.
It depends. It depends on the situation. Like, why are my senses tingling? Like, okay. I mean, what do you want me to say? I don't really know.
See? You just went around the question. You avoided the question. Your Honor.
The question.
Give us one example unattached to a person's, you know, name or whatever. Just like how you handled it. Like, you don't have to say everything that went down, but just say what caused your senses to tingle and how did you resolve the tingling?
Okay, so boom. Yeah, so let's just say I'm on vacation and man's, you know, I see certain girls popping up on his phone. We might be just sitting down eating or whatever. Shut up, Q.
Okay.
We might be sitting down eating or whatever. I see a shorty name pop up that was an issue before. And it's kind of like, okay, what's going on with this? All right. Okay. Nothing. Okay. So now it's like, all right. Now my senses, you telling me nothing, but my senses is telling me, yeah, something going on. Okay. Cool. Don't say nothing. Post me on your gram.
Hold on. Now it's a trap. Wait a minute.
Now it's security. Now for me, it's security. Because now it's like, I'm asking you for the reassurance and the security. If we're in a relationship, and this was an issue before, and you said that it was addressed, and now I'm seeing it pop up in my face with us both right here. So now I'm feeling intuitively like either it's nothing, and this person is just popping up out of the blue, and you can give me that reassurance that, okay, this is nothing. Or you can sit here and play the game like, oh, and bypass it and what is that called? Gaslight me to make me feel like I'm crazy when I'm not.
Listen,
Ahead, Q. I'm going to chime in after you, Q. Go ahead.
First of all, post me on your gram to prove it.
Listen,
nobody's doing the proving. Come on, we're not doing this. Like, you know that.
You asked me for an example. I gave you an example of what happened.
But how does that equate to anything healthy? Like, how does that equate to anything
because
healthy?
Because I'm just saying, for me, in my mind, it's like, I know all these hoes on your Instagram. So if you serious about me, and you know, post me on your gram. Let them see it.
So my rebuttal to that is that there's a lot of women out there that don't give a
fuck.
They don't
care.
They don't.
That's the thing.
What
do you do when his just really, that's just not his behavior. That's not his innate instinct is to post you. Like, he ain't never posted nobody. So, like, that's just not his thing. He don't post his personal, like, people he dating or whatever. How do you mitigate that, you know? And, you know, also, I just feel like in those types of situations, like, it's one thing to be direct and be like, oh, well, you know, you said nothing was going on, blah, 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 or come with the assumptions. But it's also another thing to just have a very transparent conversation and say, listen, I'm going to ask you this. We're going to talk about this one time and one time only. Are you dating this person? Are you intimate with this person? Are you doing anything with this person that I should be aware about? If he say no, you gotta let the cards fall where the cards fall.
Then that's what happened. And no was the answer. Then the cards exploded.
The
cards just came out like
the
this.
The cards don't just
like
explode.
It was a dealer in Vegas. You see? Like boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, back to back.
It sounds like Petty Betty came out. That's what it sounds like.
To come out sometimes, because when Petty Betty's peace is disrupted, Petty Betty ain't about to be played like no fool. And that's Petty Betty's problem. This is why Petty Betty chooses to just stay to herself right now. I'm gonna let y'all have it. I'm out the game, ghost.
And